Within the exhibition, you'll encounter a number of historical objects, all of which have been sourced by Deanna in her process of research. And one of the objects that you'll encounter is this yearbook of sorts titled Busy Berlin. It's a souvenir released in 1897. And we have it open to a particular spread, which features an example of like a celebratory image of mechanized labor or industry in the region of Waterloo. So you'll see the Kaufman Rubber Factory on the right side of the spread. And the reason why we wanted to bring that into this conversation is Kaufman was considered a kind of a local hero of sorts.
Mr. Birth Control.
Yeah, so Alvin R. Kaufman has a twofold legacy, right? On the one hand, his legacy is celebrated as a proponent of birth control. Birth control meaning like any means of birth control. And the second legacy is the much more insidious, darker, and unfortunately more critical to this narrative legacy, which is also championing birth control, but doing so through value judgments about who should be allowed to procreate, who should be allowed to have families, who would be considered valuable enough to be in a labor force in the future. And so part of his offerings in air quotes, to his staff or his labor force was free sterilization services, which occurred on the premises of the factory. So all of this was
thousands
history, like, a couple blocks down from the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery, where Alvin R. Kaufman was also part of the founding group of directors or champions for whom the gallery's legacy is usually tied. And so, you know, when we think about who gets to be remembered and in which way they get to be remembered, Alvin Kaufman's story is certainly part of that mix. But it also, you know, includes this seemingly innocuous group photo of these children who were the first pupils at the schoolhouse in Waterloo. And if you look at their names, all of their names have legacy throughout the city streets. They are the names of the streets. So when we think about, you know, how where there are echoes of legacy, it's everywhere around us. It's in our public spaces as well as in institutional archives.